Hello and welcome to the What Are You Smoking podcast, your one-stop shop for all things cigars, current events, and comedy. We're coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois. This is our Sausage Fest Valentine's Day show. We'll get to why that is in just a second. But as always, I am your moderator, Matt. With me down the table, working the ones and the twos, is our engineer, Willie.
Hey.
Say hi to everybody, which he just did. Awesome. And sitting next to Willie, as always, is our straight nightmare. This man is a walking, talking, exigent circumstance. Everybody, Baron Von Dante.
Thank you for that very interesting introduction there, Matt. And just for everybody, that is crediting one of my very favorite movies, Street Kings.
Street Kings.
With that quote.
Which we watched last night. Tear it down. Tear it down. Great movie. Cool. So, as we talked about, this is the Sausage Fest show. If you listen to us, we went around the table, and Blair is not here tonight, as it is Valentine's Day. She is off with her significant other, probably having dinner somewhere. So, we miss you, Blair.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Hey, Baron, do you want to do the legal disclaimer tonight to the best of your capability?
Yeah, let me give this a shot.
All right.
So, we here at the What Are You Smoking podcast, how does she usually do this?
The views expressed in this
podcast. Are our own and only our own. And they do not reflect the ideas, views, or opinions of anyone else on this planet, not our employers, employees, the establishment where we may or may not be recording this podcast, our family members, friends, or anyone else. And just to finish Blair's normal disclaimer, everyone really, really has nothing to do with my views.
Ah, that's pretty good. We may have a replacement for Blair.
There we go.
Every episode of Sausage Fest. Great. Good job, Baron Von Dante. All right. So, as always, we'd like to start off by sharing with you the cigars that we are smoking.
You got my name right.
I'm trying.
You're doing better.
I've been practicing in the mirror. Baron Von Dante. Baron Von Dante. Staying at work all day, every day. People are like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? Cool, so let's go around.
Many things.
We'll get to those in later podcasts. So we're going to share the cigars that we've smoking, or are smoking tonight. Before we do that, though, just a reminder, if you've got your phone out, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at What Are You, the letters R and U, Smoking No G Pod. At What Are You Smoking Pod. So follow us. We post a lot of stuff from the shows, links. It's always a good time. So let's start off with Willie, as I like to do there. Willie, what are you smoking tonight?
Tonight I am smoking a Liga Privada number 9.
Number 9. What can you tell us about it?
It's a 6-inch by 52 cigar. Mm-hmm. It is a Toro. It has a Connecticut Broadleaf number 1 Darks wrapper.
Okay.
And binder is plantation-grown Brazilian Matafina.
Sounds delicious.
And the filler is Honduran and Nicaraguan.
Very nice. You had that before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, cool. So you can kind of give us some insight over many, many smokes tonight. Awesome. Great. We can't wait to hear what you think about that cigar. So cool. Anything else you want to say about that before we move on to Baron?
Let's see.
What is it like when you first light it up?
The cold draw is kind of dry. And has some cereal notes, cedar, and a bit of black pepper.
Spicy.
Yes.
But just a bit, not too much.
Yeah, it's not the most, as the borrow line from review, while it's not the most sensual concoction of flavors in the world, it is actually complex, smooth, and enjoyable. And it really is.
Cool. Excellent. I don't think I've had a number 9 before. I should add that to my list. One of the great things about being on this show. Thank you, Willie. Let's move down to Baron. Baron, what are you smoking?
Okay, I have a very highly regarded cigar tonight, Matt. It's the Arturo Fuente Opus X Lost City Double Robusto.
Quite the name.
Yes, quite a mouthful there. Blair would be proud. I had to get that in since she's not here. Anyway,
This cigar, it's 5.7 by 52 ring gauge. It's a Dominican Puro with a Dominican Habano wrapper. And I believe the binder and filler are also Dominican, if I remember right. Now, I couldn't actually find anywhere when I was looking around that actually said that, but I believe so. So if I'm wrong, and anybody out there can correct me, please post that to Twitter, the binder and the filler on the Opus X Lost City Double Robusto. The MSRP is about $18, and also it's a relatively rare cigar. They only release 1,300 boxes of 20 around the world each year.
Oh, wow.
Okay, to start with this, the it has above average construction, you know, a few small veins in the wrapper, not too much. I think these have actually been aging in the humidor for a while here. So you got a few kind of like oil kind of spots on the wrapper, which is good. It means it's been sitting and
yep.
Some of the oil's run a little bit. You know, one thing I want to call out here is this cigar really has a beautiful double band on it. The traditional Opus X up top, and then the second band at the bottom says Lost City on it. And you can see that if you look at our Twitter page.
If there's a picture of it,
as well. Pre-light, two things that really stand out. Kind of a woody smell, and also a very, very strong smell of raisins. Just like you stuck your nose in a box of raisins and took a big sniff.
Cool.
Good. The first inch or so on the palate, kind of a woody flavor with a little bit of fruit. I won't go as far to say raisin, but I can get a little bit of the fruit taste there on the palate, and a lot of strong black pepper through the nose on the retrohale. And overall, I would say starting off very strength is very full, and flavor is very full as well. Very full body.
Just at the start.
Yep.
Very nice, Baron. So we look forward to seeing how that smoke goes as you continue on through the show. That comes to me, and as I mentioned earlier, it is Valentine's night, as we record. So in honor of Cupid, I thought it might be fun to smoke the one shot, one kill. He hits you, and you are done. This is the big motherfucker, the Cabron. It's a 6.5 by 60. Wrapper, binder, filler, everything is Nicaraguan. The construction is pretty nice. Of course, this is the S. Edgar Hoyle series, One Shot, One Kill, the new one. I really dig it. You know, it's really not veiny at all. Maybe a few veins, nothing I can't handle. But the coolest thing I thought about it was the shaggy foot at the bottom, which is always fun to light up. I just initially started it, and I think I've had one of these before. I know it's a pretty toasty smoke. I haven't really hit any spice quite yet, but I do plan to suck down on this as we get through the rest of the show, and look forward to the midway point to sharing my observations. But that's what we've got, listeners. So if you've had these cigars, remember the times you smoked them. Sit back and listen to what we're talking about, and we will fill you in. What's wrong, good Baron?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say that was a quite an introduction there, Matt. Did you smoke some fucking crack before the show or what? Buddy?
No.
We need to tone back on the fucking coffee, man.
Yeah, I have. Okay. I appreciate Baron bringing that up. I am actually pairing this with coffee. In my real life, it's been one hell of a week. I've been looking forward to this all night. One thing I did want to mention before we go on, because I know I'll take the band off at some point. The One Shot, One Kill band is really, really cool. It's like this, how would you describe that? It's like a silver face. I really should have done some more research. Almost like a god or something like that.
It's almost like it's got a little bit of, like fluorescence.
Fluorescence to it?
Yeah. Hologram-y.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, definitely. And then it's also got a wrapper, which I've already put away in my journal, which is cool. So, like I said, this is the big one. This is the 6.5 by 60. I like big cigars, so I'm looking forward to smoking this the rest of the show.
That's right, ladies. He did say a journal. He is a sensitive guy if you're out there lonely on Valentine's Day.
I am. Come to the shop. I'll treat you right. That probably wasn't the best thing to say.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just on a segue. There was
and that's why you're alone.
NPR did a thing on Tinder today. Is that that site, Tinder, that our common friend is always on? NPR spent time talking about Tinder and talking about how people are meeting on it. And then they finally got to the point it's basically a hookup site. I need to get on Tinder. Look for me.
You talk, you have a drink, you fuck. It's simple.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Awesome. So those are our cigars that we're going to be smoking for the rest of the night. We are going to take a quick break and then come back with our first current event. Stay with us. All right. We are back. The What Are You Smoking podcast. Cigars, current events, comedy, all sorts of fun stuff like that. Our first current event topic of the night, we will be passing on to Willie, who's going to tell us about something going on in the sports world you've probably heard something about. Take it away, Willie.
The names Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin sound familiar.
Oh, how could they not? Yes.
The final report from the NFL was released this morning.
This morning. Interesting.
Okay. And he basically is basically bigger than Incognito and Martin.
So more than those two guys are involved. In that
yes.
Interesting.
Okay, there were three players involved in the harassment. Incognito, who we know, John Jerry, another offensive lineman, and Mike Pouncey, another offensive lineman whose brother happens to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pouncey. Oh, okay. He wasn't a big free agent signing, Pouncey. I'm thinking of his brother with another team.
Yeah. Right, with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay, apparently they engage in a pattern of harassment of Martin, another player, and an assistant trainer.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to read a quote from the report. The report finds that the assistant trainer repeatedly was the object of racial slurs and other racially derogatory language, that the other offensive lineman was subjected to homophobic name-calling and improper physical touching, and that Martin was taunted on a persistent basis with sexually explicit remarks about his sister and his mother, and at times ridiculed with racial insults and other offensive comments.
Wow.
The assistant trainer was Japanese.
Japanese.
And basically, Pearl Harbor Day rolled around.
Yeah.
And Pouncey and Incognito were talking about taking revenge for Pearl Harbor.
Okay. So, you know, hazing players maybe might be one thing, you know, just toughen the new boys up a little bit. Not that I'm saying what they did to this guy was right, because I think it goes way beyond that and it's fucking bullshit. And I'll say on that front, what I said the last time we discussed this on the podcast, what this guy needed to do was walk into the locker room, pick up a fucking helmet, walk over to Incognito, and break his fucking face with it. Oh, wow. That was what they needed to do.
Well, I kind of disagree with you.
Assault, brother?
In a way, I'm not going to say I disagree. In a way, I do agree. But in a way, the way it was handled by Martin was the right way. Rather than going and break his face and cause a great scandal, and Martin ends up in jail for assault on Incognito.
That's interesting.
Oh, come on. If there's one thing we've learned, we know that football players don't go to jail very often.
Or if they do, they starve themselves. That's another topic altogether. Yeah. You know, it sounds to me like there's absolutely no fucking leadership in this locker room whatsoever. I know that when Jake Long left, is that his name, Jake Long? There's somebody Long's in the NFL now. It seemed like it all fell apart. But the coaches, I mean, does it say anything about the coaches? They didn't have any control in any of this.
Apparently, I also heard that the offensive line coach participated in this also.
Oh, my Lance.
So now you have leadership in on it.
Leadership.
Yeah. And then it's all downhill.
I mean, you got to lead by example. Just to clarify, the leadership was in with the players or also with the assistant trainer you talked about who was Japanese?
Was with the player who was the homophobic remarks were made about.
Remarks. And that wasn't per se Martin, that was the other player.
Yeah, I had his name, but I can't find it right now.
Wow, man. This is just a mess. So, did you get far enough in the report? I mean, they basically, this report outlined everything that.
Right. I'm reading, like, synopses of the report. I mean, I haven't read the whole report yet.
Yeah.
Did they say anything about what's going to happen to Incognito and these other guys?
No one said anything, but I noticed yesterday Incognito was sending out missives on Twitter, basically saying that Jonathan Martin was going to be found out.
Oh, so they're not friends anymore, because for a while they were back to being friends, it seemed like.
No.
Well, I have a theory that Jonathan Martin, well, I don't think either one of these guys play at the Dolphins next year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think Jonathan Martin will wind up on another team somewhere. He might get another chance. Incognito, though, I mean, I just don't know.
I don't think he probably plays anywhere. At least I kind of hope not. I mean, you know, players getting on players is maybe one thing. It's a, you know, everybody's big, strong guys and,
yeah,
you know, whatever, all that bullshit. But, you know, getting after the Japanese trainer, man, that's some bullshit. Like, this guy is not some big football star with a lot of money and,
yeah,
you know, let the shit roll off your back. This is a everyday guy working for his money around mega millionaires.
And going to work every day and getting abused.
Getting abused for
basically.
He probably makes decent money, but not enough to put up with that and you know, not enough to be able to quit and get away from the guys that are doing it to him, who are making tons of money.
In a situation like that, where does this guy go? You know, they're sitting there, they're taking we're going to take revenge on Pearl Harbor from you. God only knows what they're saying. I mean, does he go to his boss? Does he come to his boss? Hey, man, these millionaire all-stars, all-pro linemen, well, none of them are that good, are messing with me. I mean, what's the course of action there? I mean, I'd love to know how that chart works in the HR.
I'll tell you what happens. The trainer gets fired.
They just let him go. Give him a severance package, buy him out, do whatever they got to do. A mess.
Okay, well, I can go on. There's
more.
Give
us a couple more facts about
the Tomorrow Live from the infomercial. But wait, there's more.
Can't wait.
All right, racial taunts of Martin.
Uh-oh.
Martin related that one day he showed to practice one day without showering. Incognito began calling him a smelly, dirty, or stinky Pakistani.
Well, is he Pakistani?
No.
Just for the record, do we know?
He's mixed, half black, half white.
Okay.
Incognito.
So Incognito's an ignorant fuck.
Yeah, he sounds like an equal opportunity hater. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Martin said that Incognito's teasing about body odor continued even when he was wearing heavy deodorant, and it bothered him significantly, particularly because it had a racial element.
Yeah.
But, like I said, but wait, there's more.
Oh, God.
Helmet to the face.
Jokes about shooting black people.
In front of him?
Incognito and a former Dolphins defensive lineman, who was white, communicated about purchasing guns, apparently for recreational purposes. We will identify this Dolphin as player B. The discussion veered into jokes about shooting black people. Player B, especially if you plan on living in Arizona, future, that's exactly what you want. Incognito, yeah, for picking up zombies. Player B, LOL, isn't that why we own any weapons? Incognito, that and black people. Player B, definitely all black people.
Wow.
4 days later, Incognito and Player B discuss rifle scopes in text messages.
Oy.
Player B, yes, it's a solid optic made specifically for a .308 battle rifle. Incognito, perfect for shooting black people.
Wow, so I see a trend there.
LOL, exactly. LOL, exactly. Player B, or Jeff Ireland, who was general manager.
General manager of the Dolphins.
So do we know where the black players on the team stand with this shit? Like, these guys sending these crazy text messages?
Pouncey is black, incidentally.
And he was in on it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What?
But like I said...
I don't know what the
give us one more, Willie.
All right.
On to the next one.
All right. Sexually explicit comments about Martin's sister.
Oh, okay.
The evidence supports a finding at Incognito, Jerry, and Pouncey repeated and persistently made graphic, sexually explicit comments about Martin's sister, a medical student who they never met. Four fairly typical examples of the types of insults made orally, according to Martin, are, we're going to run a train on your sister. She loves me. I'm going to fuck her without a condom and cut in her cut.
Remember, this is our sausage.
Okay, Baron, you can read the next one.
The next one is interesting here. Hey, J Mart's sister is in town. Get the plastic sheets ready. She's a squirter.
I'm going to bang the shit out of her and spit on her and treat her like shit.
Oh
my God.
This is good. Keep it going, guys.
Her and Aaron Andrews, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Allegedly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
Wow.
This is
all right.
These people are fucking nuts. These guys should be suspended
this
for
is
a while.
Like, this
just
is
be
like,
done with it.
This is like
all right, I'll read
the nerd's awfulness only true.
Okay, I'm going to read the last one.
Read the last one.
There are two others. I can't read them. And Barry couldn't even read them.
And we're sitting in a fucking smoke shop on the north side. You got three guys been nervous to read this.
I flew J Mart's sister in the Indy. My dick is dry, and these some of her healing squirt juices.
Wow.
I know. We can sit here and laugh about this. This is hilarious. But it's pretty fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up. I don't have a sister, but I could see how, if somebody said that about my sister, A, I'd be filled with murderous rage. But also, and I don't get offended by a lot of stuff, I think I'd be offended. I think I'd be pretty upset, emotionally. That's insane. Just crazy stuff.
And then the racial taunting of the Asian American trainer.
Yeah, why not? Just round this up.
Yeah, well, at times, according to Martin, he referred to the assistant trainer as a dirty communist or North Korean. Made demands as, give me some fucking water, you fucking chink.
Wow.
Spoke to him in a phony mocking Asian accent, including asking for rubby, rubby, sucky, sucky.
Ugh.
And called his mother a rub and tug masseuse.
Wow. Yeah, speechless. I don't even know where we can go with this.
We have player A, who was homophobically taunted.
Yeah.
And the O-line coach was in on that, too.
Oh, well. Well, I think we should probably just cut this.
Any last thoughts
on the Miami Dolphins and what they're going to... I mean, this is a 140-page report. But we're all this written, but still no solutions. They're going to have to start handing
them out. They haven't announced solutions yet.
Okay, they haven't announced solutions.
I have a last thought. Fuck Richie Incognito, and fuck the Dolphins' leadership, and probably suspend them all for life.
Yeah, this is going to get heavy. Do you remember, what was it, 2 years ago, when the biggest problem the Dolphins had was whether or not to keep Chad Johnson? Wow, they are way the fuck past that.
Team.
I fucking hate that. Every team in Florida can just go suck it. All right, well, thank you, Willie, for that update. Can you go to Deadspin to learn more about that?
That's where I found everything was on Deadspin.
Deadspin.com. Richie Incognito, go fuck yourself. We'll be right back. Welcome back to What Are You Smoking? The podcast that's all about cigars, current events, and comedy. This is your Sausage Fest Valentine's Day show, recording on Valentine's Day night. I am your moderator, Matt, with a reduced panel tonight of Willie and Baron Von Dante. Blair is off, off for this evening, I guess we could say. Our next topic
Chicka Wow Wow.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Getting off, maybe.
Oh, yeah. That's called Yes And, folks. So now here's what we're going to do. The next topic, Baron Van Dante is going to share a current event with us, or a current topic, that's very intriguing. Baron, why don't you take that away?
So I don't know how much you guys have seen about this in the news, and I'm not going to, not talking right now about any specific event, but about a, I guess what you call a phenomenon and kind of, cities and with crime, is this, phenomenon called knockout, where, generally young people, males mostly, will go up to somebody on the street and just punch them in the face or something of that nature and run away.
Sounds like a real pussy.
And it's generally filmed by somebody who's a friend of the person doing the hitting, and then they post these things on YouTube for recognition, I guess, and whatnot. As far as I know, it doesn't have anything to do with gangs necessarily, but just delinquent dipshit kids. From what I gather, and I've heard of a few specific instances of this happening, of people kind of getting what they deserve. Most of the time, I think the way it goes down is they run up and knock somebody senseless and run away, and you know, nobody catches them or whatnot. But I do have a couple of stories that will warm the vicious heart here.
Excellent. Share them with us.
Delinquent motherfuckers. One, there was a case, and I do not, I read this a long time ago, and I don't remember where it took place. But it was an older woman in her late 60s who was on her way home. And a couple of kids ran up on her, and they hit her playing the knockout game. And there were other kids there filming. And she pulled a 38 snub out of her purse, I believe, and shot three of the five kids dead on the sidewalk.
Oh, this happened in the United States?
Yes, yep.
I think it was in Ohio.
Come Ohio? On. Wow, yeah. Chris. Ah, damn. Killed them dead. That is insane.
Three of the five. And
was she charged with anything?
No. When the article said when the police showed up to investigate, she said that she thought she was being robbed. And I think that's a very good assumption on her part. But in truth, when they talked to the, we'll call survivors, they found out that they were actually filming this knockout.
Interesting. So
I mean, personally, I don't know what you guys think, but I kind of feel like they kind of got what they deserved. That's just me.
I think five guys attacking an old lady for nothing more than just to post it on YouTube and making her feel threatened, I think, you know, they probably shouldn't have been, you know, shocked at what happened. Do you have another story? Or?
Yeah, there was another one, and this actually, I've seen the YouTube video. This was quite hilarious. And we'll post, for our listeners, we'll post this YouTube video on our Twitter.
Okay.
At what, the letters R U smoking no G pod.
Yeah.
So in this video, there's a guy and a girl walking down the street, and the girl's on the left and the guy's on the right, and they're being videotaped, and they're walking past two guys who are just standing on the sidewalk talking. And as they walk by, the guy closest to the girl, he kind of has his back to her, but he swings around real quick, and with a closed fist, he backhands the girl in the face. And he knocked her about halfway down. Well, immediately, the guy who was walking with the girl, what we'll call the boyfriend for sake of argument here,
okay,
pulls the girl aside, and it just starts raining hell on these two guys, just throwing crazy punches and combos. You could tell immediately from watching this guy throw punches that he was a trained fighter.
Wow.
This guy was a trained fighter.
You fucked up, son.
And he knocked the first guy down. And when the guy stood up, he was so, like, woozy from the punches. He took a two- or three-punch combo and fell flat on his back. When he stood up, he took, like, four, like, uncontrolled steps, almost falling down the second time. And then the guy went to the second guy and punched him a bunch of times, and then switched back to the first guy, and then switched back to the other guy again. And pretty soon they're both laying on the... And it got to the point where these guys were trying to get away from the boyfriend. And the video cuts it a little short, so we don't really see the conclusion of this thing. And I actually did watch this video with Blair, and I asked the question if the boyfriend would have been up for anything criminal here for beating the shit out of these two guys, and she said absolutely not. It didn't reach the point of what you would say of being a crime on his part. Me, personally, I would have shot these two motherfuckers. Like, these guys, this was ridiculous. I mean, it was very blatant. You can see it on the video on our Twitter handle. The guy turned around and backhanded the girl in the face. And they really got what they deserved. It was great.
So, it's interesting because I don't know if you guys remember, but I think There was a man assaulted, an elderly man assaulted on the Red Line, maybe about a year ago, maybe a little bit less.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was videotaped by a bunch of kids, and they knocked him out cold. And it was the same thing. The kids posted this on YouTube, which is what it sounds like this knockout sensation is. And a lot of those little bastards are rounded up and thrown in jail. So that's just what makes this so funny to me, is these kids that are attacking these people and then posting it and being like, oh my God, how stupid do you got to be? I mean, obviously you shouldn't be assaulting anyone, but still. Yeah, if there's just another reason to be scared of teenagers, I guess. All right, well, very interesting. Neither one of you guys have partaken in a knockout Willie makes the face. I believe him. Baron?
Matt, I know I can be a pretty controversial guy sometimes, but I'm not going to attack people on the street. I kind of wish one of these little assholes would try this on me someday, too, because I'm going to give it to them the same way the fighter did.
Sounds like a challenge, teenagers.
But I don't know. I really don't understand the whole thing, but hey, people out there, keep defending yourselves.
Yeah,
you know,
you beat the
shit out of them. You know, like whatever you got to do.
Well, why don't we do this?
You know what? You know what? All this does for me.
What's that? Can I guess? Conceal and carry.
Yes.
Yeah.
This brings us back to the conceal and carry conversation, which I, as you guys know, I am all for.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
anybody who's been in Chicago long enough has, you might have mixed feelings, but you definitely have seen some shit that makes you a little bit for concealed carry. There ain't nobody in fucking Chicago except for the major crybabies, and some police officers. Many of the cops I've talked to, though, are for concealed
carry. Yeah, same here.
So, you know, that's a mix, but
especially at that.
It's usually just the crybaby politicians, the aldermans, and whatnot that are against it.
Well, why don't we do this? We will post that link on our Twitter page, and we'd love to get your responses if you're following us about what you think about this video, knockout, anything at all you want to share with us. Maybe you've been involved in this on either end. Tweet us. We would love to know. And if you're responsible and put a link of your actual knockout, we will definitely ridicule your dumbass. Well, thank you very much, Baron, for bringing that to our attention. We'll keep an eye out for any other news on the knockout phenomena. We are going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to review what we think about our cigars and have a very special segment just for you. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to What Are You Smoking?, your one-stop shop podcast. If that made any sense, for all things cigars, current events, and comedy. We are going to take a quick round. I'm not making any sense. We're going to go around the table and update you on the cigars that we're smoking tonight. We'll start off with Willie on the other end. Willie, will you remind the listeners what you're smoking, where you're at, and then just do a quick overview, a quick review of what you're thinking so far.
Okay, I'm smoking Oliva Privada number 9.
Number 9.
The country origin is Nicaragua.
Yep.
Thank you. I'm in about halfway, a little bit halfway. And in terms of Liga Privadas, if you've ever smoked them, the number 9 is kind of the milder
of them. Okay.
Yeah.
He's taking a puff right now. Maybe we'll get a retrohale out of Willie.
Not yet. I'm going to have to get quick.
He's working up to it, listeners. He's working up to it.
Well, I can safely see a couple of things about it. There's some sweetness, a little bit of nuttiness. It's sweetness followed by a cedar, nuttiness, and a touch of black pepper again.
The black pepper's still in there.
Yeah.
That's good. It's been going throughout as your midway point.
And it has a very pungent spiciness to it.
Okay, cool. Well, I think with Liga Privada, you're going to get, you know, a pretty good stick anyway, regardless. So.
Right.
Some good tones you're picking up there, Willie. Cool. Well, we'll come back to you at the end of the show, and we'll get your overall verdict. Do you have anything else?
That's it.
Cool. Let's jump over to Baron. Baron, what are you smoking, and what do you think?
Okay. I have the Opus X Lost City Double Robusto by Arturo Fuente. I'm about halfway through, and I just had to remove the lower band, the Lost City part of the band. Right now, on the palate, I am getting good kind of wood notes, strong wood notes, with a touch of fruit. Also, maybe just a little bit of like coffee flavor. Through the nose, I'm getting a little bit of black pepper still, and some good cedar and wood notes through the nose as well. Full body, full strength.
Full body, full strength?
Yep.
Cool. Excellent. Well, again, at the end of the show, we'll get a final review on that. That jumps over to me. And in honor of Valentine's Day and Cupid, I am smoking the One Shot, One Kill, the Cabron, the big badass, 6.5x60. It's, of course, an Edgar Hoyle or the Edgar Hoyle series. You know, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I can't really say I'm loving it. I mean, it's got a it's very toasty. It's a toasty smoke. You know, I'm kind of picking up maybe some cinnamon, maybe a little bit of nutmeg throughout, but it's just really not anything to write home about. I'm hoping that this I'm not even maybe just at the midway point.
Could it be the size?
I think the size has a lot to do with it. I know I've smoked the smaller sizes.
Yeah, I was going to say, the smaller size concentrates the flavors more.
I would agree with that. I think definitely what I picked up in the smaller ones, I'm not quite getting here.
I think that's a really good point about the smaller cigars.
Yeah.
You don't have as much binder and filler. You get more wrapper. You get much better flavor that way. I really think the bigger sizes, like what you have there, can really take away from the flavor sometimes, and it can kind of fuck up the draw, too.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree.
They can be a very loose draw. It can be hard to get a good mouthful of smoke sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's not bad. It's just I was kind of hoping for something a little bit, you know, more powerful to celebrate Cupid and his day. So I'll keep at it, though, because that's what we do here on this show. And, yeah, we will... take another very, very quick break. You won't even know we'll be back before you know it to talk about our next. Oh, no, we've got a special segment that I know you're going to love. So stay tuned. Welcome back to What Are You Smoking Podcast, the What Are You Smoking Podcast. We like to talk about a lot of things, but cigars are always on our minds here. We are now going to jump to one of our listeners' favorite segments. It's all about Baron Van Dante today. Baron Von Dante, excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
A little more rehearsal there, huh?
Time for Angry Baron's Angry Corner. Take it away, Baron.
Thank you, Matt. I'm not going to say this is necessarily going to be an angry corner, but we're going to examine the tide of the times here, Valentine's Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of fucking hate this. I can't even call it a holiday. Can you call it a holiday?
No.
I don't know even what to call it.
I think this is a commercial holiday.
It's
only
like,
stuck in the U.S. because they don't really honor it across the pond,
yeah,
so to speak.
True.
I think somebody just made this shit up to make some money and to oppress men everywhere.
No.
I don't know. You know, I just feel like, you know, between in relationships, or especially let's go with new relationships, there's a lot of crazy fucked up pressure put on this holiday, right? And it's a big source of like depression for girls, I think, more than men. And I just think everybody'd be better off if Valentine's Day go fuck off. Like I've been in a relationship for a long time, so, you know, I'll pick her up some flowers, we'll go have dinner to, you know, which we did earlier tonight,
yeah.
And now I'm here recording because she's a wonderful, very understanding woman.
Winner.
But, you know, I just think a lot of pressure is put on this, especially on guys from women in a new relationship to, you know, make it this very romantic night, and it never lives up to expectations. I think it ends up doing more bad than good. This holiday, it sucks.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks!
But, you know, it was fun at work today. I, myself, am not in a relationship right now. I do not have a Valentine other than the cigar I'm smoking. So this is always a fun day around where I work, just to kind of walk around and see all the bouquets, all the flower arrangements that are delivered, and be like, oh man, I wonder what the story is behind this. But you're right, I noticed that the people that have been married for a long time don't get flowers sent to work. You know, it's the people that have been dating their boyfriends for 6 months, maybe less than a year. Maybe it's even a new relationship, but I'm just like, oh my God.
That's when you're still in the time period, that first 6 months, where you're trying to keep her from fucking other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's why you're doing that shit. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or you're trying to get her to do something strange and new and bad, you know. I don't know. you know, that kind of... when I was still dating and stuff, I really had a hard time with this holiday and with the gifts and what are you supposed to do. Let me give a little advice to the women out there. For men are simple. Do something freaky in the sack. That's where you need to go with this thing.
Like, Happy Valentine's Day.
I think and to segue this into kind of a related topic. I think really one of the ways a lot of guys always get into trouble, right, is they're always looking for women who are really wild in bed, right? When I was younger, when I was in my 20s, that's what I was looking for.
Absolutely.
You know what that leads to? A lot of girls who are crazy in every other way, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, and I'm not going to generalize about all women, but... But I found through a lot of random sampling that if you have a girl who's really wild in bed, she's got a high likelihood of being really crazy otherwise.
Applying the scientific method,
and guys all want that. They all want the girl that's crazy in the sack, right? But they all want the normal good woman when they're going to settle down and get married. And that causes so many problems for so many men.
Unrealistic expectations.
That leads to, you either got one thing. You either take the girl who's wild in bed and then you're married to a crazy bitch. Or you take the girl who's really even keel and great to be married to, but then you're bored the rest of your life. So I don't really there's not a lot of good answers to this here, but the one thing I can tell you is not the answer is fucking Valentine's Day. Like the whole thing is I don't know. I'm out.
Well,
I don't know what else to say about it. The whole thing's kind of fucked up.
Well, I don't. Yeah, Valentine's Day kind of sucks all around. Willie, any thoughts on Valentine's Day to add to Baron's angry corner?
Not really. I never was a great fan of the day, I had a significant other.
Yeah, just another Hallmark holiday that needs to disappear.
Yeah. Yep. Flowers, candy, nice dinner.
Done.
Yeah, maybe some good sex afterwards.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's back to the original.
Yeah, that's the original. All right, well, let's close the books on another fucking Valentine's Day. There's only an hour and a half left, and
thank
we can start to dread it again for next year. All right, and we shall return very shortly with another current event. Talk to you soon. Welcome back to What Are You Smoking, your one-stop podcast for all things cigars, current events, and comedy. I am Matt, and I am joined here tonight with Willie and Baron Von Dante. This is our Sausage Fest Valentine's Day show.
Woohoo!
Yeah, Blair is taking the night off. Now we're going to go into a segment that's taking the internet by storm. It is our Ask Baron segment, questions that are tweeted to us or emailed to us. Willie, what's that email address again?
whatareyousmokingpodcast@gmail.com. And it's whatareyousmokingpodcast@gmail.com.
So it's the actual full title as intended.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad we got that. That's awesome. All right. So, Baron, are you ready?
Yes.
This question comes from a tweet from a young man named Dave. And Dave writes, "Dear Baron, my friends say I'm too fat to date. Do you have any advice on how I..." Is this a good one? No? Yeah. All right, shit. The look on your face, I was like, oh, he doesn't want to answer this one. Can we start that again?
You should have said thank you.
I'm continuing the roll. So.
Okay. Baron, are you ready for your Ask Baron for this week?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. This comes to us from Dave via Twitter. Dave writes, "Dear Baron, My friends say I'm too fat to date. Do you have any advice on how I can lose weight to get laid?
Dave, I'm deciding of what of three things are we really talking about here?
Okay.
Are we talking about how to get in shape? Are we talking how to get some pussy? Or are we talking about your asshole friends?
Interesting.
Here's
why don't we hit all three for Dave?
Here's three pieces of advice. Tell your friends to go fuck themselves and not worry about your dating.
That works.
Go, as far as getting into shape, if you feel like you need to get in shape, I personally am a connoisseur of the gym. I like going. I've been doing it for a long time. If that's something you want to do, go do that, man. Go pump some iron. Go get on the elliptical. Go do that thing. You know, it's going to help maybe with the dating a little bit, but, man, let me tell you, it's not all that, okay? There's a lot of things in this world that can get you dates, that can get you laid. I mean, for God's sakes, Biggie Smalls, man. Guy got a lot of pussy, right?
Yeah, also a millionaire, though.
Right. Well, then, like I said, there's a lot of different things in this world that can get them dates and get that going for you. Now, the other thing is
how to get some pussy.
a lot of it, I think, man, maybe. It's confidence, right? You got to be confident in how you do things, especially with how you talk to women. I've always been a little bit on the heavier side myself, but I haven't done badly over the years, you know. But also, we all know from talking to me here and me, my segments on the show that I'm never at a loss for words.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm never going at it slow. So, you know what? Confidence. But if going to the gym and losing a little weight helps you build the confidence, and maybe them two things go together. So, your friend's saying you're too fat to date, buddy. Fuck them. I don't think that sounds like too good of friends to
me. That is pretty fucked up, Dave. And also, as we talked about at the early part of the show, maybe Dave should check out Tinder.
Ah, yes.
So, Tinder brings us to a whole nother subject.
Yeah.
For anybody who's not familiar, Tinder is a what we'll call, to start, a dating website that allows people in the same city or same small community, usually even within neighborhoods in Chicago, as it would work, to meet each other and get out on dates. But in actuality, you know, Match.com, Christian Mingle, eHarmony, these are dating sites. Tinder is what we call a hookup site. This is keeping it simple, right? You talk on Tinder, you go have drinks, you go get laid.
Boom.
Like, and on both sides, this is the guys and the girls, right? Everybody knows what this site is
for. They know they're going in love.
Everything is very upfront when using the site. I mean, you know, I haven't been single in a long time, Dave, but if you're going to be... if I was going to be dating right now, I would definitely be trying out the dating websites and maybe Tinder. You never know. You want to make sure anybody you meet on Tinder, you want to make sure you boil them first and then wrap it up good. But Match.com, eHarmony, or depending on what you're looking for, Tinder. I think that's probably a great way to meet people. So I would highly
No love, no love.
So let's do a quick recap for Dave Barron, and after I give the points, you sign off yes or no if you agree. Number one for Dave, if he wants to, join a gym, maybe work on his diet a little bit. Right? Number one.
Check.
Number two, take a look at Tinder or Match.com, whatever he feels is more his speed, what he'd like to do.
Agreed.
And then number three, get some fucking friends that aren't assholes.
A major agree.
Yeah. I think I moved that to number one.
Number one? Cool, I was just doing that for dramatic effect. All right, Dave, well, that's another, that's Baron Von Dante's advice to you. Take it. This guy knows what he's talking about, and we wish you the best of luck. And if you do get laid, why don't you tweet us again just so we know you're doing well out there, Dave? Because you're our listener, and we appreciate you. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to do the final wrap-up of what we thought about our cigars, and then also the one thing we learned tonight. We'll be right back at the What Are You Smoking podcast. All right, welcome back to What Are You Smoking podcast. We are at the point of the show where we are going to recap the cigars that we've been smoking tonight, give you our final thoughts, impressions, all that fun stuff, and then do a little bit more just after that. To keep continuity, we'll start with Willie. Willie, if I remember right, you're smoking the Liga Privada number 9.
Yes, I am.
Cool. Give us your final thoughts. Tell us where you're at and what you're thinking. A little bit of right there.
I'm in that final third. Woo! Yeah. A lot of pepper.
A lot of pepper.
A lot of cedar. Very earthy.
Earthy, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Earthy kit. Yeah.
Yeah, I could use a water ring about now.
Oh, so wow. Earthy. Wow, that's good. That's good, yeah. Cool. So you would strongly recommend Liga Privada to any of our listeners that haven't, the number 9, that haven't smoked it before?
Yeah, and there's a pepper cedar. It's a pepper cedar mixture in the back of the throat. And like I said, lots of earth.
Cool.
And the retrohale is kind of meaty.
Yeah. Would you say that's full body, medium body?
Medium, medium full.
Medium, medium full. Okay. Cool. Excellent. Anything else you want to add?
A damn good cigar for the price point, and it's about $13.
$13. Okay. I don't know if we covered that yet, so that's good to know.
$13. Yeah, the MSRP is around $13.
I know I didn't share mine either, so yeah. All right. Cool. Well, thank you, Willie. Good stuff. Baron, what do you got for us?
Okay, again, I am smoking the Arturo Fuente Opus X Lost City Double Robusto. I got to tell you, guys, I really like this cigar. This is a great smoke. I would highly recommend it. It's a really full body, full flavor, meaty smoke. It's got a nice, it gives off a good amount of smoke on the draw. It's a good, heavy, thick, meaty, syrupy smoke. It's really got a lot of body to it. On the palate, the flavor, the previous flavors from the beginning and the middle of the cigar now have given away to a nice coffee flavor with a touch of strong cedar on the back end, with a good kind of woody black pepper kind of through the nose. An excellent smoke.
Fantastic. I had a feeling that was going to be your final verdict on that one.
I've had that one, but not that particular one. I've had others in the family, and I found that same thing.
Cool. Excellent. And I am in the final third of my one-shot, one-kill Cabron. That's the big-ass 6.5x60 from the Edgar Hoyle series. I'm starting to really pick up some spice here as I finish this off, which I didn't quite detect for the first part of it when I lit up that awesome shaggy foot, but it's coming through now. Got some pepperiness to it. I definitely pick up what I'm thinking is a little bit of like a nutmeg and a cinnamon. And it's starting to make it worthwhile for me here. But I do think the next time I want to smoke a one shot, one kill, which will probably be very soon, I'm going to go to one of the smaller sizes as we talked about. Because I do know that when I smoke those, I enjoyed those a little bit more than I did this one. Again, not a bad stick, but maybe just a little bit bigger than I needed tonight on this Valentine's Day to celebrate Cupid with the one shot, one kill. But if you haven't had one shot, one kill, I would definitely recommend checking out more of the sizes. And this is like limited thing, so this is it's a big deal to get these. The price point for the one that I've got is about $12, which is, you know, with tax, I think it was almost $20, but hey, what are you going to do? If it depends on where you live, but don't let that stop you. All right, cool. So I guess the last question I have for you guys tonight before we wrap it up is we like to talk about one thing we learned during this particular podcast. So, Willie, we talked about a lot tonight for about an hour or so here.
Yeah.
Is there any one thing that you learned from our discussions?
I'm going back to the incognito thing. I knew it was bad, and I had a feeling it was bad. What I learned tonight by reading the final report, this is fucking horrible.
Yeah, oh boy, that's it's not going to go anywhere soon, and it shouldn't. I mean, people should get what's coming.
Yeah, especially when you're coming to the topic of gay guy coming out in the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Michael Sam.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Interesting.
Definitely the locker room dynamic and culture in some teams is going to change, but change for the better.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Cool, thank you, Willie. Great show as always. Baron Von Dante, what about you? What'd you learn?
Don't attack random people on the street. They might shoot you.
Ah, yes. Yes, shoot to kill. What was that? What are that? Six shots, six kills, three kills. That should be a new cigar. Cool.
500%, it's just pretty damn good.
Yeah. And I guess one thing that I learned is that if you're dumb enough to attack somebody on the street and you post your shit to social media or YouTube, you deserve everything that's coming to you because you are a dumb fuck. So don't do that. Don't attack people. Don't post it. Post videos of cats. Everybody likes those a lot more. All right, cool. Well, that is going to conclude our Sausage Fest Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'll just start something else with that statement. What's everybody that? Loves a little pussy.
Everybody loves a little pussy. Cats meow.
And cats are good, too.
Cats are good, too. So that's our show. We'll be back next week, hopefully with a full panel. Blair will be rejoining us, and you never know what special guest might pop up here.
And she'll probably hit a show and chew us all a new...
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. There's no doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's true. It would happen anyway.
It's the lot we live, folks. So join us next week on another exciting episode of What Are You Smoking? And have a great Valentine's Day!
Woo! Awesome. Yeah!